Problem Solving. A Comprehensive Beginner's Guide to Rational Analysis. The Simple Practical Guide to Creative Problem Solving Using Lateral, Vertical, and Critical Thinking. Written by Gerald Eberhardt. Chapter 1: Why We Need to Overcome Problems. The chapter is about the problem-solving process. It will be about how to overcome problems by first defining them, then determining and prioritizing the solution, and finally implementing it. How does one do this? What tools can be used? How does one know if they are taking all those steps correctly? All these questions will be answered in this chapter. In problem solving, we need to define them. You do not always know the true cause of a problem. So, sometimes it is necessary to look at a problem from all angles before you identify the source of problems, or how best to overcome them. A good way to do this is by understanding each perspective on the problem, and then determining what should be done to solve it. To determine the most appropriate solution, you need to identify the root of the problem. The problem is not always what first appears to be a problem. Determining the root cause requires careful examination of the problem and its surroundings. In order to best determine and implement a solution to a problem, it must be identified and prioritized within your organization. This will help your organization make more precise decisions about how to allocate resources and time when attempting to solve problems. In larger organizations, the line between minor and major problems can be blurred. A minor problem that is not addressed can escalate into a major problem if left alone. And a problem that does not require immediate attention may be more effectively tackled once other major problems have been dealt with. Measuring problems. Scales are used to determine how severe a problem is and what steps should be taken to deal with it. Use of interactive tools. One of the best ways to overcome problems is to use interactive tools. For example, a demo of an extension for Microsoft Word will allow you to write and test the work in progress. You can then save it as a file for later manipulation. Inventories are another way to overcome a problem. They provide a sense of control over the situation and can be used by everyone involved in fixing problems or predicting future problems. They can be used to analyze existing problems and look for patterns or trends within a problem. There are three basic guidelines in overcoming problems. For solving problems, there are three different scenarios. The first one is creating your own solutions. The second one is implementing new ideas, and the third one is modifying existing solutions. 1. Creating solutions. The first scenario is about creating your own solution to solve problems. It allows you to create a unique solution on your own based on your understanding of a situation. To create a solution, you will need to look more in detail to find out the problem and analyze it thoroughly. To create and implement a solution, you have to understand the requirements, the process, and the criteria for that particular problem. The first part is understanding the requirements of your problem solution. This means knowing what is required and what not. Your idea has to be capable of solving the problem, as well as being in accordance with all of the requirements. The second part is about your process for making a solution. What course of action is required? Which techniques do you need to implement?